This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Five people been charged with trafficking more than $70 million in counterfeit Nike Air Jordan sneakers, so make sure you check your shoes out. We are the KNC Masterpiece, and we are live right now from the owner's box at the Omni. Now, if you came down to the Wiffle Ball Tournament, we were down here for that. We're down here for the big cornhole tournament that's going on. Tonight is the night where you can win $200. I believe there are going to be three tournaments leading up to the big time massive money tournament. And tonight's one of them. Next Wednesday, Kevin will be here as well.
And the Wednesday after that.
And the Wednesday after that. We'll be down here at the owner's box of the Omni, and we'll be hosting little tournaments. You can win $200 tonight. So come down here. Registration's open until 8 o'clock. And then after that, they'll get the practice round started, and they'll get things going. And you can win $200 tonight. Pay your bar tab. Pay your dinner tab. Maybe bring a lady down here, show off how good you are at putting it in the cornhole, and then you can win this thing.
What?
And go
you can't say that on air.
Is that not what things called?
Oh.
Oh, I thought.
Okay. It's a board. Is that what's gotcha. The cornhole? Oh, is it a bag of corns? Is it a bag? It's a bag of corns, and you're throwing it through the hole.
It's the 7 o'clock hour. I don't know if you could say any of that.
All right, can you say bag of cornhole?
I don't know exactly which
bags
one's
of
the
corns?
It's the game is called cornhole.
And it's happening today.
We want Let's you go. To come down here and be part of this thing tonight so you can win your $200. Because we like giving you money, all right?
I love to
give people some money.
I do.
Guys, yeah, there are five people been charged with trafficking more than $70 million in counterfeit Nike Air Jordans. This is a scheme that was going on in New Jersey and New York, Kevin. So basically, Texas is fine, I believe.
Sure.
The sneakers were shipped from China into Newark, and then the trademark Nike logo was added to them to look like Jordans. And then they all got caught, man. 385,000 pairs of sneakers were sent over here,
which means they were selling them for about $190 a piece. And every single person faces a sentence of 20 years in prison. That's the max sentence.
Woo!
So I was thinking about it, and this story sparked my interest because my son has become obsessed with shoes over the past several months. You know, like it used to be Pokemon, and he still likes Pokemon, and he likes trading cards, but he's really gotten into shoes. And it just so happens that he has a pretty decent amount of money because he sold a Pop figure for a lot of money because it was like a rare figure. And so he's got quite a bit of money. And so he just bought.
Oh, and you're rich. I mean, that too.
Oh, yeah. Dude, working in radio, you get paid a lot. Don't let anybody tell you differently. Unless, well, never mind. Anyways, so he bought his first pair of expensive shoes. They were the Jordan Why Not Zeros. And so I think they're ugly as all get out. But he loves them. And he really wanted them, and he waited till they were on sale, bought them for $85.
Did you tell him they were ugly when he bought them?
No.
Okay. You lied to him and told him they were nice shoes?
I went out of my way to point out the shoes that he was also looking at that I really liked. So I said, oh, I like this part, I like this part. So I like
to make it seem like it was his idea.
Yeah, I really played some rope-a-dope there in terms of I was like, oh, yeah, that part is cool, because he's looking at like six pairs of shoes. So I feel like I maybe twisted the truth without straight up lying to him.
Okay.
Now, what I can admit is that he wants to buy another pair of shoes this weekend. He is obsessed with the Kyrie Irving shoes, partially because he saw Uncle Drew and he wanted to buy those shoes.
Uncle Drew, good movie?
I didn't go see it.
Okay, all right.
$120. So Kyrie is now coming out with these cereal-based shoes. And I got to tell you, man, they come out Saturday, and the Cinnamon Toast Crunch ones look awesome. I can't admit to that. So he's ready to drop $120 of his own money on that pair of shoes. So I'm curious, like, Jordans are $190. You hear about all these guys might be going to jail for 20 years. My son wants to spend $200 over the span of a month on shoes. How into shoes are you guys? What's the last really expensive pair of shoes that y'all bought? 877-881-1053.
I want to answer for Colby real quick. I believe Colby is wearing the shoe right now that he bought 27 years ago that he's taped together a couple times that you've had to eat out of before?
Oh, yeah.
Is that, Colby, is that true? Is that not, how long have you had that shoe?
These shoes I've had only for about 7 years.
Okay, all right.
You're still breaking them in?
Yes.
Okay.
So, no, and they were purchased at a Goodwill, actually.
All right.
So, yeah.
So they were already used?
Yeah, they're already broken in, man.
Okay.
Yeah, he's still trying to break them. All right, so, Colby, I'm going to go out on a limb.
Uh-huh.
And say that shoes don't matter to you. Because I do believe you said that a man should only have two pairs of shoes, right?
That's right. That's right. It's three. Because you have to have your sandals for quick get out. Then you have to have your tennis shoes and then your boots.
All right. There you go.
That's what I have.
All right. 877-881-1053. Your favorite and most expensive pair of shoes. Somebody said, Kevin, they bought a $2,000 pair of boots.
Holy freaking God. That's like when we were at the My Possibilities Gala and they had that person like personalizing the boots on the spot and they were like, yeah, for a donation of $1,500. And I was like, man, it's for a great cause. You should do it. I was like, I don't value it that much. Like, I remember when I was a kid, I got a pair of Reebok black tops. And they were like $80, and it even came with the keychain. And I literally thought I was the coolest human who ever lived. And so now when Brandon was talking to me about how much the shoes were and everything, like, the Kyries are on the lower end, too, and they're $120.
Dude, if I had a $1,500 pair of boots, they would go in a glass case and nobody would ever wear them. I would just show them off. That's all. And then they'd have to be green. I don't know why, but they'd have to be green with gold trim.
What?
Hold on. Have you been looking at $1,500 pairs of boots?
No, I just feel like if I'm going to wear a pair of boots, they need to be like that. Like,
okay.
Expensive like that. Otherwise, I'll just get a brown pair of Lucchese's or something. You know? I'm fine.
No, I don't know.
Okay, all right. Guys, my kids have kind of gotten into the, like, Carter's like, I have to have Skechers. And I'm like, oh, okay, marketing's working, right? Like, marketing's gotcha.
Yeah.
Because you think you have to have Skechers. And we get him Skechers, and he wears them out. Avery's got to the point where he was like, I need Adidas. And I was like, oh, crap, this isn't good. We showed him, we were looking at shoes at Target. And he found, like, I don't know, like Champion or something like that. He put them on. He was like, Dad, these are really comfortable. And I was like, yeah, they are.
So now you get off the hook for like $20?
Like $20. Now, they may fall apart. You know, they may fall apart very fast. But at least I didn't have to spend $85-$90 on a pair of shoes. I haven't bought, I think, like, I'm wearing a pair of Vans I got for $20 because I found them on sale. And I have not bought an expensive pair of shoes. I think I got my Nikes at an outlet store for $60. I haven't bought a really expensive pair of shoes in a long time.
See, that's the way I am. Like, the tennis shoes I'm wearing right now, I think I got them from Kohl's for like $40 or something. And even when I got a pair of Jordans when we were in Alaska, I just bought them because there was no sales tax and they were on sale and they were $60. And I was like, that's probably about my max. And we'll spend $40 or $50.
You have a pair of Jordans?
Yeah.
Have you worn them yet?
I wore them one time. I have not worn them up to the station. So yes.
You're afraid?
No. I don't know. I've just only worn them one time so far. But my son, like, we'll spend $40 or $50 on a pair of shoes for him. But these are shoes that he wants, and he has shoes. He has multiple pairs of shoes that are fine. So I was like, all right, if you're going to do this, you're going to have to pay for them yourself. And so he's been fine with that. And like I said, he's got the money and he's okay with spending $120 on a pair of shoes, which I think is crazy.
I did want to buy my wife. For a long time when she was in the corporate world.
A pair of Jordans.
A pair of like $500 heels because like she was just sweating them. Like she was like, these are just, all the girls at work have them. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. But I wanted to do it as a surprise once. Still never got around to it. And then she left the corporate world, and now she doesn't wear heels anymore. So,
part of you sad about that?
Nope.
You know, I actually, there was another reason why, because I no longer spend any kind of money on my shoes whatsoever. I'll spend money on good work boots, steel toe, you know, Wolverines or whatever. I'll spend money on those. But I, as far as tennis shoes, because I remember I went to school because I had purchased some Jordans, and I'd worked hard and I'd gotten them. And then the first day, what happens? They get scuffed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You wipe it off with a microfiber towel or something, dude.
Okay, first of all, this was when I was 12, so we're looking at a, you know.
We didn't have microfiber yet.
Yeah, that
was. I was
going to
say,
happen.
Do you envision Colby having, like.
Just cotton cloth
yeah.
at the time.
Like, I got this spit rag.
All right, man, there's
and,
a lot.
And then it's.
A spit rag.
Right? Don't you envision. Like, absolutely. There's no way Colby's like, hold on, let me get my microfiber towel. Instead, he's like, I got this bandana I found in my pocket from last week.
From the 214, bought the graduation 11s for $325 2 months ago.
Man.
$200 custom made from the 512. From the 972, $300 Moonrock Yeezys. Now, I just saw, and they've talked about this a number of times, Yeezy is about to send Kanye's net worth over $1 billion.
Yeah, because that brand is
yeah, it is, man.
Juggernaut.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And, I mean, you know, all the work that he puts into his music and then the business that he has on side of that, dude, it's just amazing.
Well, and you were talking about marketing. I want to point out, Kyrie is a marketing genius for this Uncle Drew because I took Brandon and his friends to go see the movie, and they all were talking about, like, one of the big reveals in the movie is he's got his special Uncle Drew sneakers on. And they're, you can only get them, like, they're limited edition, they're $120, and they reveal them. It feels very much like Wizard-esque when they're like,
yeah,
you got to get Super Mario 3 or the Power Glove. And so all of his friends.
Or like New Girl, and they're like, hey, where's the Pepperwood Chronicles?
Yes, exactly. And so, like, we went to a Foot Locker or Finish Line or something, and all of his friends were like, hey, I want this pair of $120 Kyrie. No, no, I want the green pair. No, I want the orange pair. There was four of them, and they wanted four different pairs of shoes. And I was like, well, you could take that up with your own parents. But they all wanted to buy them, and that's like $500 worth of shoes right there.
From the 972, bought the Reebok Zigs for $90. It's the best shoe I've bought. Somebody says they spent $200 on shoes over the last decade.
Wow. So, okay, see.
There you go.
I see, because I've always been like a... The shoes are functional, and pay less is fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's always been me.
Yeah, and see, one of the things I learned from Jesse Holly, and he kind of said the same thing. He said, you don't need that many pairs of shoes. You just need the shoes to go with all the clothes. He was like, you know, get yourself some flat bottoms, get yourself some tennis shoes, get yourself this, and you're good. And you can get them for relatively cheap. And that's one of the things Jesse, because, you know, he dressed Jeff. And what's one of the rules to live by from Skin Wade? You remember that in Peace-a-thon last year? Always let a black man dress you is what Skin
sure.
Wade told us. And Jesse said that's absolutely true.
Are you sad to know that Jesse sold his sneaker collection?
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I couldn't specifically get him to give me the number, but I've estimated that he sold it for approximately $16,000.
$6,500 pair of custom elephant leather boots made by Kimmel Boot Company.
$6,500?
Why would you even do that?
I thought the fact that $120 was crazy. And that's even like, you know, everybody's got their shoe now. And James Harden came out with a special edition of the MVP. You know what I convinced Brandon he needs to get? Is the Starberries. I was like, those are only $15. And he goes, wow, really? Did he play in the NBA? And I was like, stupid kid doesn't know who Stephon Marbury is. That was a whole different thing. But, yeah.
From the 806, if they aren't on sale, I'm out. The 940, every year, the Nike Week Zero Texas Longhorns edition costs $120. They buy them every year.
Okay.
Wow, that's pretty brilliant, man.
I will say, there was one shoe that I was like, I get it. It was a Jordan throwback Gatorade shoe. And so it was all green. It had the Gatorade logo on the tongue. And then on the bottom of it, it was all orange with the Gatorade colors. And it came with a little Gatorade bottle keychain. And I was like, dude, this shoe is awesome.
Was there any Gatorade in the shoe?
No, but I could see how it would be like that. And then I looked at it, and they're like, yeah. He goes, it's on sale. It's only $140. And
sorry,
I was like,
son.
We got to go.
Let's go get a $1.40 Gatorade.
Yes.
Put your foot in it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.